We go out to Team 1040. Jeff Patterson joins us. Jeff, I guess the Kessler trade, why was Kessler after the fact still so adamant that he didn't want to ask for a trade or said he didn't ask for a trade when his own GM admitted he asked for a trade?
Yeah, if you can get inside Ryan Kessler's head, you wouldn't want to get inside Ryan Kessler's head. That would be a dangerous place to be, I think, guys. I don't know if we'll ever find out the truth. We're still trying to figure out exactly why it was Pavel Bure wanted out Vancouver back in 1999. So someday the truth may surface. But, you know, I'm all over this one from the Canucks standpoint. It was time to move Ryan Kessler. And for some reason, this guy is seen in this, sort of through this lens of 2010-2011. My calendar says it's 2014 going on 2015. He was terrific in the 2010 Olympics for Team USA. He was great in that 2011 season for the Canucks, and he was put in a position to succeed, and he did. I mean, they had Henrik Sedin lighting it up offensively. They had Manny Malhotra, who could play that shutdown role, and Ryan Kessler slid right in the middle there and, you know, absolutely feasted on terrific matchups, and, you know, good for him. I don't, you know, hold that against him, but, you know, that was his 41-goal season, and since then, his numbers have been in a massive decline. He went the final 21 games of this past season without an assist. That's your number two center. You can't. Strada didn't go 21 games without an assist.
No, I did not. Counting warm-up.
So, you know, I think he's overvalued. To be perfectly honest with you, he's a good player, and I hope it works for him in Anaheim, but I'm looking at Anaheim's depth chart, and I'm trying to figure out, you know, he's going to have Patrick Maroon on one side, and who knows who else. I mean, Solani's gone, and they pretty much cleaned house up front there. You know, I'll be very curious to see, you know, how he surrounds himself. I was a little surprised that Anaheim, to be perfectly honest with you, was on his very short list, so... you know, I hope a change is good for Ryan Kessler, but I don't think that he was a terrifically popular teammate. And, you know, guy didn't do a whole lot here and then talks about, you know, Canucks wanting 4 years away. Well, he was supposed to be a big part of the Vancouver Canucks moving forward. So I think he has to wear a fair bit of this failed experiment. He played more minutes than any forward in the NHL under John Tortorella, was given every opportunity to do things. And, yeah, he led them in goals, but... You know, number two center, he has 18 assists when he's healthy in 77 games. I think it's a good day for the Vancouver Canucks.
Okay, so we know Gillis is out. Benning's now the general manager. Much different tone the way Luongo handed, or the way Gillis handled Luongo and Kessler was handled by Benning.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that was another thing. There was no appetite here to go through another season of, you know, that black cloud of uncertainty. I mean, the Luongo thing absolutely dogged the Vancouver Canucks. They can say it didn't. But, you know, just every single day in this city, it was a front burner issue. The guys that weren't involved, I mean, teammates were constantly being asked about that kind of stuff. And so Jim Benning said he came in first day on the job. Brian Kessler asked to be traded. And, you know, here we are not even through the month of June. You know, what is Benning's been on the job for 4 weeks now. And, you know, that's been a pretty eventful day for him. And I don't think that he's done. We'll wait and see. We'll find out what the next hour or so brings. But, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was Mike Gillis's downfall, guys, was that he was way too loyal, way too patient, and either wouldn't or couldn't make these moves. And Jim Benning, without any allegiance to any of these guys, you know, this is the roster he inherited. He saw that change was needed, and boom, he's been able to eliminate two of the guys that had no trade clauses. And that's just, you know, Mike Gillis gave those guys those things and wasn't going to go back on his word.
Jeff Patterson joins us from Team 1040. Jeff, Garrison was just a salary dump at $4.6 million. Do you think the Vancouver Canucks, with Kessler freeing up that much money, are we looking at them possibly trying to make a run at Paul Stastny to fill that second-line center?
I'd be surprised. There hasn't really been any indication that that's a guy that they've targeted. But, again, we'll see what happens here in the days ahead. I agree with you that getting rid of the Garrison contract, you know, and doesn't just clear up money for now, but I mean, there were 4 years left on that deal, so clearly they're positioning themselves. You know, I think most people here think that they are going to bolster their goaltending position and that they're not going to come back with Eddie Lack and Jacob Markstrom as a 1-2 punch, and whether that leaves them open to, you know, Hiller or Miller, we'll have to wait and see. I know they've kicked tires on both of those guys, and I think Jim Benning wants to get through this weekend and, you know, sort of see how much flexibility he has moving forward, but I guess at this point, I'd be surprised if Paul Stastny wanted to come to the Canucks, to be perfectly honest with you. The one thing I'll agree with Ryan Kessler is that this team, where it is in its evolution, is a couple of years away. I don't get why anybody would want to leave Colorado, to be perfectly honest with you, but I'm not in Paul Stastny's shoes. But certainly Colorado looks to be trending in the right direction ahead of the Vancouver Canucks right now.
How does Willie Desjardins feel now with two veterans out the door?
Yeah, I haven't heard from him. He went back home. It's been a whirlwind week for him. You can imagine into Pittsburgh and then to Vancouver, got hired, did the press conference, and then I had him on the radio on Wednesday. He was back in Austin cleaning up some loose ends there. He's not with the Canucks at the draft table, so he'll probably be happy that they got Derek Dorsett, because Dorsett played for him in Medicine Hat, so not a huge surprise that, you know, they acquire a guy that he's familiar with in that regard, and I don't mind that deal. Derek Dorsett, when I've watched him, has been the kind of player that, you know, I think the Vancouver Canucks lacked the last couple of years, so maybe Willie had a hand. I'm sure that he certainly gave his nod of approval, and Derek Dorsett was part of those successful Medicine Hat teams, so he and Willie have had some success there, but yeah, I mean, you know, are the Canucks better today than they were, or, you know, better now than they were this morning? That's probably a stretch, but again, I think this was a team that needed a change, that this core group, this not 2011 anymore, and that's what, you know, one of the things John Tortorella said in his last remarks to the media here, sort of the postseason, the exit interviews that he did, and he said, you know, this city just got to drop this 2011 thing, that too many people are married to 2011. It was a good run for the Vancouver Canucks, but they didn't win the Stanley Cup, and it's now 3 years removed from that, and that's why I just think that this core group came close, but this core group is 3 years older now moving forward, and they had to do something. Mike Gillis wouldn't do it, and today Jim Benning has touched that core.
Jeff, we appreciate the rundown. I know it's busy. Get back to work in Vancouver. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, guys.